thank the Lord for life spared to this another broadcast time. This service, the Way of Truth broadcast, originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting that our service will be a blessing to you today. We're opening this service with a lady singing for us, A Beautiful Life. Appointed unto man once to die, So our evening sun is setting, regardless of where we are today. But that's not all. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. So we will have to give an account of the life that we live in this time world. Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we have the opportunity of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. We're trusting that the precious Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use the service to be a blessing to each one in our congregation today. You love each one, you care for each one, and Jesus died for each one. So may you work in and through our service and bless souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The choir continues our service, singing for us, "Peace Like a River." Our subject for today's broadcast, fruit-bearing disciples. And our text of scripture is found in John 15 and 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. A disciple, we are told, is a learner. But if you study the scriptures, you'll find that a disciple is not only a learner, but a disciple is a doer. What does the Lord desire of His disciples? Well, first of all, He desires our heart. We are to love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And He wants us to present our bodies a living sacrifice. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we read in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. He wants good works. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Good works are an indication of bearing fruit, which is what we are focusing on our thoughts today. Bearing fruit is necessary to being a disciple of Christ. I say bearing fruit is a necessity in being a disciple of Christ. Jesus taught us that if we do not, then there are serious consequences. And glorifying God by bearing fruit is a mark of discipleship. So our text says, "Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples." Disciples have been chosen to bear fruit. Yes, they have been chosen to bear fruit. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he shall give it to you. John 15 and 16. And according to the latter part of this verse, we must bear fruit if we're going to have answers to our prayers. That he may give you your answers. You shall bear fruit, and then your fruit shall remain, that you shall be of the shall ask of the Father in my name, and he may give it you. So bearing fruit is necessary to get our prayers answered, according to this verse of Scripture. If we do not bear fruit, we will be cut off. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. John 15 and 1. Have you ever considered the fact that Jesus said, "I am the true vine"? You know, there are many religious vines, as it were, that people can get connected to, but they do not obtain life by just becoming religious or joining some church. Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." And he also said, "Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away." Contrary to what some teach about not being able to lose your salvation, once saved, always saved, that is not what the Scriptures teach. That's not what this verse of Scripture teaches. John 15 and 1 says, if you do not bear fruit, he's going to take you away. And you've got to be in him before he can take you away. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. But if you are cut off from the vine, you are cut off from the source of life, and you lose your spiritual life. The prophet said, in the day that you sin, talking about the righteous, in the day that you sin, none of your righteousness shall be remembered. And so we must continue if we're going in Christ, if we're going to bear fruit. To cut off remains to be cut off, and remain to be cut off means you will be burned. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. And that's John 15:6. Bearing fruit is depending on our continuing in Christ. We must abide in Christ, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Notice this verse, John 15:5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. We hear about people talking about being a self-made man. You know, beloved, there are no such things as that. It's in God that we live and move and have our being, whether we are a child of God or whether we are a child of Satan. It's still God who gives us life. He gives to all life and breath, yea, and all things. And it's in him that we live and move and have our being. So Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. How we can abide in Christ? How can we abide in Christ? Well, by abiding in his love, through keeping his commandments. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue you in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So we read in John 15:9-10. Also, if you love me, keep my commandments, Jesus said in John 14:15. The only people who are really and truly serving God are those who love him. And we prove our love for him by obeying his word. If you love me, keep my commandments. What kind of fruits will disciples bear? Bearing fruit is manifest in various ways. Winning souls is one way that we bear fruit. A disciple creating more disciples is a natural indication of fruit bearing. And how many times have we heard of people who got saved and wanted to go out and they wanted to tell others or tell their friends about what the Lord had done for them? Of course, sometimes those friends are not always that anxious to hear what you have to say. But disciples, creating more disciples, is a natural indication of bearing fruit, as expressed by Paul in his desire to go to Rome. We read in Romans 1:13, Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oft times I purposed to come unto you, but was hindered. But my purpose in wanting to come to you was that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. So Paul had a great desire to go to Rome, that he might have some fruit among the Romans there. And eventually he was able to go, even though he went as a prisoner. He was given his own hired house, and he was still able to preach the gospel and teach people there in Rome, even though he was a prisoner. And he did indeed have fruit among them. Now we're talking about how we can bear fruit and how we can be a disciple of Christ and bearing fruit. And another way is by sharing with those in need. And again, the Apostle Paul is an example of this, for he went among the Gentile congregations that he had established and instructed them. On the first day of the week they were to lay aside their offering in store, so that whenever he came, he would be able to gather their offering up together and take it to the poor saints in Jerusalem. So sharing with the needs of others is an example and a way of bearing fruit. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 37, about that beautiful character named Barnabas, how he sold a parcel of land and gave it to the disciples that they might use it to provide the needs of the poor there in Jerusalem. So by sharing with those who have need is an example of bearing fruit. By developing Christ-like character is another way of bearing fruit. By bearing fruit, as Paul has listed in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. Now in Galatians 5, 19, 20, and 21, Paul there lists the works of the flesh. But after listing the works of the flesh, he goes on and says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. First of all, I'd like for you to notice that Paul here uses the word fruit singularly. And he goes on then and lists the fruit of the Spirit. And he gives those various ones that I have just read. And then he says, against such there is no law. In other words, you can just have as much love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, just as much as you can have, just as much as you can obtain, because there is no law against them. Now, bearing fruit leads to the fulfilled life. Bearing fruit is also evidenced by praising and giving thanks to God. The fruit of our lips is praise and spiritual sacrifices. Notice this scripture, Hebrews 13 and 15. By him, therefore, let us offer the fruit or the sacrifice of our praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So praising the Lord, giving thanks to the Lord, is another way of our bearing fruit. And the Bible says, the psalmist said, that everybody that has breath, praise the Lord. And the psalmist said, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name is to be praised. We have a song in our hymn book that says, if I had 10,000 lives in which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. If we had 10,000 lives, we'd be dependent upon the Lord for every one of them, just like we are dependent upon the one life that we do have. Now, bearing fruit leads to the fulfilled life, I say. Winning souls produces joy. Sharing with others produces happiness. Developing Christ-like character produces assurance. Praising God and giving thanks to God produces peace. And Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. John 10 and 10. You do not have spiritual life until you have Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Jesus came that we might have life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Jesus gave his life so that we could have life. Why is fruit-bearing discipleship so important? It is necessary to be a true disciple of Christ. For remember, Christ said, if we do not bear fruit, he will take us away. So it is necessary to bear fruit to be a true disciple of Christ. It is necessary to remain connected to the true vine. For if we are cut off from the vine, we are cut off from the source of life, and we wither and we die. Bearing much fruit is a glory to the Father. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. Are you bearing a fruit today? Are you a fruit-bearing disciple? If not, you can become one by being connected to the true vine, and you become connected to the true vine through an experience of salvation. Yes, when you are saved, you are connected to the true vine, Jesus Christ, and you are in a position then to bear fruit. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I trust our service has been a blessing to you. If so, why not let us know? Our postal address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. Remember that you can read our monthly Way of Truth magazine in our archives, and you can listen to past broadcasts if you missed any. And you can also join us in our services if possible. Our morning service, Sunday morning service, begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service at 6. Our midweek service at 7 on Wednesday evening. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin McCraig inviting you to be with us next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.